Shir Yud Gimel in Chulin, Yoredea, by the Rosh Hashiva, Tezayin, Tammuz, Etav Shemim Dalet, July 16, 1984, on Monday.
I say that turning down or turning off gas and electric light is only one. Because it's like here, and the Tanya says two things. So, assuming that it's gone, so it's still might involve into the rising according to the shikel that the Meir is there. And I pointed out that the machlokes between the Rabbonim and the Meir is there is really machlokes Hashem between Rosh in the Rochame and Rabbi Muchaname in Shabbos that could fall. Because the more I said in the Rochame, Shani Shabbos, So the Rosh says that it's expression of a kosher by Zere, because the Zere consists in blowing away the chair by means of the aim of the Ruach. I mean Zere. So it's only so many girls across the kingdom of Israel, not like Abbe Adam Lot. But, so in other words, the Rosh is like the Mogavon. The Mogavon says that if somebody grinds wheat in the Chaim Shomayim, in the water mill, so he puts the wheat there, and then the water, the Keach of the water, so that revolves the wheel and grinds the wheat. So it's only also the Rabbana. Now the Mogana Bom is a similar raging vase. She's hot. The Venezia is heavy. And why the Venezia heavy? The Venezia is heavy because by Shabbos, even if it's in Rome, he has a word day. But if it's the Derech to do it that way, so then it's also the Rabbana. The Rabbana Hashem is also there. And so the Venezia is heavy and the Mogana Bom. Now, but the shita of Rabbi Chanane in Shabbat Bakufo is right there in Asia. So it's Machlek is Hashem. So that's one thing. So Camilo said, assuming that it is for me, you will be yourself because of Rabbi Hashem. But that is the point of story Machlek and of Rabbi Chanane in Asia. Machlek is between the Rosh and Rabbi Chanane. But then, when he says that here it's not wrong, because as wrong as the effect is immediate, so I said yesterday that that itself is talking the three shingles in the Adrama. When what in the Adrama means, that the difference between Kiyakrishin and Kiyakshini consists. The difference between Kiyakrishin and Kiyakshini consists. Kiyakrishin means that the water continually stretched from the victim and he did not rest in one place. But if it rested and then it started to flow again, so then it's Kiyakshini. So from that point of view, the Chanizah is certainly right. So, here in electricity, there is a continuous flow of electrons. Or in the case of gas, so there is a continuous flow of gas without a stop. There is no force. So there is a continual flow. So in many ways, it's considered like a fish. But then, the Yadrama mentions another pshat, which is Rashishita. That when we say it's Kiyakrishin, only if you place the victim near the hose. But if you place the victim away from the hose, then it's considered Kiyakrishin. Now here, so of course the gas comes in the Hakim, and the electrons that are generated by dynamo in the headquarters of the electrical company also comes in the Hakim. So really, So Peter Spears Ryan should be right. But that's not so question. According to the first question in the Yad Ramah, So our panis are certainly right, and our pitasir shrank is not right. But according to the second portion of the Ramah, which is Rashi today, so it's not so poshut that the pitasir shrank is right, and our panis is not right. It might be that our panis is right even from the point of view of the second portion in the Ramah. In other words, because our panis argued, that I don't see in the Sefer HaChayesa, but I remember that in Zalman Lerbach, in his small Sefer that he published 50 years ago, very nearly age, so he mentioned that that even the second portion, in the Yad Ramah does not mean to distinguish a case where the victim is placed at a distance from the host, and a case where the victim is placed close to the host. What do you mean by the thing? And what do you call close, what do you call a distance? What? A mile, half a mile, 10 feet, 1 foot, 1 inch, I mean, you have to determine what is called close and what is called distance. So the answer is when the other Amah says in the second version in this other sheet that the official is only if the victim is placed near the hose, near the open mouth of the hose, so it means when the result of the expression is immediate. So naturally, if you place the victim near the hose, so then it's immediate. If you place the victim, let's say, 100 feet away from the hose, so it's not immediate. So it takes a certain interval. And the interval and the lapse of the interval is perceptible through the senses. So mele, so I think, so Kamila said that in these, that both in gas and electricity, so it's immediate. But I think that there is a distinction. Now I did some research, I mean, in that about the lapse of time that intervenes between turning down, you know, the gas range, and until the gas is turned on or the gas is turned off. So there it is perceptible. Of course, it doesn't take a long time, it's less than a minute, but it's a number of seconds. Mashenki, in case of electric light, so it's not even perceptible. It's so quick that you can't even perceive it through the senses. In gas, when you turn on the gas range, so then you turn on the gas, and then you sometimes you have to wait until the gas is turned on. Sometimes you turn on the gas, and you have to wait until it's perceptible. It takes a number of seconds, about 5 seconds or so. Mashe, so in other words, it is perceptible through the senses. But electric light, it is so immediate. Of course, there is a lapse of time. There is always a lapse of time. So when you put a victim near the mamish, near the hose, there is also a lapse of time, but it's so quick that it's not perceptible through the senses. So maybe I think that according to the first lotion of the Ramah, so then both electric light and gas would be kiyakish. But according to the second lotion, so the electric light probably would still be kiyakish. But gas would be kiyachim. And then there is a tshuva in the Sefer, the Sefer, the whole of Wendell, he lived about 150 years ago. So he also says, the Wendell, Umstein, the Wendell, so he says that turning on gas, he doesn't discuss electric, because he lived before electric was discovered. So he says the turning on gas is mutar al-yonte, and it's turning off gas is also mutar al-yonte. because it's only involved in Rome and Gram Kibo is only awesome there. Gram Kibo is only awesome there. And by Yom Tov it's Mikol HaKhatchila. Mashiach is my Shabbos, so Gram Kibo is also in our world. So, but of course, that would again be told in the 2 days in the Avramah, whether it's, whether Kiyafish means when there is a continuous flow without the stop, or that it means that it's a song to the host. Okay. Now, I mentioned the Mugabom. So the Mugabom I mentioned already. The simulation based C4. And then I also mentioned what the Yavzuruah says in the name of the Yerushalmi and the Ramot Fasis, the Aloha. So that's in Simon Shin Yutes. That's in Simon. Hold on a second. So the Ramo says, already the Ruach of Shabbos, the Ruach of Father already Chayyim is there. It is very strange being. And what, how does it partake of the pattern of Zer? Zer, the pattern of Zer consists in separating the chaff and Zer from the air, from the grain. But here, you don't separate, you just, the wind just tosses the spittle and breaks it into many spittles and tosses it. But if there is no separation of sailors from air, so the half national, national India, he said, and the Mishnah Berurah mentioned it here, and it's in the Mishnah, he says, nothing, the Pshat of the national India is the right Pshat, that it doesn't mean that he's higher than Judea. But the Yerushalmi has referenced the case where somebody spits out, let's say, through the window, and there is a wind, and the wind carries the spittle down the Shusarabi. So it's highly Mishumeti down the Shusarabi. But after all, he didn't do it, the wind did it. So just as we see in the case of Zera, that is Mechale Shusera, even though the wind drives away the chair. So that's Aloha Rachachachelet. So here, so that pshat is in accordance with the sheet of the Ebenezer, not in accordance with the sheet of the Longabon, because the court of Longabon and the sheet of the Rosh, so the whole Aloha of Yach Moshevet is only shadow that the Aloha of Zera, because there's the Aloha of Zera. Zera is not visualized in the other way. Alright, now, we left off with the that Tzayin Amud Aleph. Yosef Rava Chel Verafie Kami Lerebe Yosef Rebe Likoma Manayim Mishkiti Shul Bitoli Shenema Vayim Amachayas Mishkan. Now Amachayas, the soul is told Omer Rava Verafie Mai Koma Omer Lei Vod Yotzi Vav Ufte Koma. So that means Afie was Chelik Amrem. And he said that there is a vow, that there is a Becca, a split on the vault. In other words, the vault is a broken road. In other words, why do we say, in other words, because he learned it out from Vayikachas and Racheles Mishkan. So it has to be Duyid in Racheles. Duyid in Racheles. So he says, there is a split on that vault. In other words, it's a broken sword. It's not a good sword. But imagine it Roshe Vayika as a Macheles, it has to be true. So why do it say Vayika as a Macheles? And so he says, Chozer is Buse de Avon Kamashman. Just to tell us how Zor is Avon Mord. Oh my God, she tell me Tomish is a Kibre in Ravides Kekomina de Tomish. יום אמר, המשטח המדבר משלי יוסף, ויס על דבי תוכל ומחובר, אלוהים על הורם ולאורם אלוהים. הנה, סולגבי על מזור הסתור של צפיר ולאין נפתוש. ואין לי הנה שזרועים ואיזה מחליק הסמרים עושה. רובי זה. תמולי, תגנם, הכי פיקור על הכי צהר, בשביל שתודה אחרי זה בכי יותר, בשביל שאולים, כי הכי צהרים זה בכי יותר. הוא בפקש, אמרו בשביל שתודה אחרי זה בכי יותר, הוא בשביל שתודה הכי צהר, כי זה בכי יותר, ועוד אותו בשביל שאולים, כי הכי צהרים זה בכי יותר, הוא בשביל שתודה הכי צהרים זה בכי יותר. So the question is, when somebody intends that to rinse that there should be a flow of water that in order to rinse the keser, so is it machshia ikabolis inyona? In other words, so only something that is mechut, that is tolish, can be machshia ikabolis inyona. But something that is mechuda na. Now here the keser is mechuda, but it's tolish in the same figure. So he says, הגופי קש, אמר משהו חיו החיותה, משהו חיו החיותה, משהו חיו החיותה, כל אותו משהו חיו החיותה, משהו חיו החיותה, או משהו חיו החיותה, או משהו חיו החיותה, אמר את זה, תבוא, מי ששון עזו, ישון עזו. זאת אומרת, לא יצא, וזה מחלקת, ודה, תורש לסכתית רגע, תורש, זאת אומרת, לא יצא, כפארט of the price, it says, it says, that משהו חיו החיותה, is in the Bechimutam, holds the Torah of Sechtibrei Ha'u Mechuda. So Mele, Mechuda is not Machshon Yisrael. Masha'inkin, the part of the Bible that says, the Torah is Yisrael HaKisa, Ha'ariz Bechimutam, holds the Torah of Sechtibrei Ha'u Mechuda. So it's Machshia, the Gavisom. So Nanu Shrove agrees with Rabbeza, that this Bible consists of two members of two different Amor. So one holds the Torah of Sechtibrei is Adetolish, and one holds the Torah of Sechtibrei is Vayamish. Ach Boko Allah, Pura Chatanim, Hoki Keso Miro, Hoki Keso Miro. So that part of the Bible that implies that Bishuchila HaKeso is in the Bechimutam, so as your friend is the Keso Miro, so it's Mechuda Mikre, and the part of the Bible that implies that the Shmila HaKisa in the Utah has reference to the case of Binyan, so it's also the same figure. The Rochefam, so now it's according to our Bokeh, so everybody holds the Tosh of the same figure in the Tosh. We got the answer, so. The Rochefam, HaKim Tikol HaKim Tosh Mishim Yaham in the Utah, Obi Shmila HaKim Tosh Mishim Yaham in the Utah, and then go on to the case of Yor, and the case of Binyan, בשביל שאולי הקייס הוא מוכן ליטל, או בשביל שאולי הקייס הרע באיזה פיו, בו ירול, תורו שאולי שפיפרי, מיני שפיק אמר, הרו יסתום זו שפיפרי גם בשביל. תוש, הו יוצאו ליצים מהקייס הרו, או אישו יוקים את כל העיר הנעיר הרו, ישוח אני שפוס את תשוב הרו, so we see that the קייס הרו יוצאו, which, and usually a case of is Torah of Sechtibrei, unless it's a case of Mior. So usually, the case of is not case of Mior, so it's Torah of Sechtibrei. So we see that Torah of Sechtibrei is having a Chubah with Abishu. Okay, my Aspina was in the Mior accused that. You know, I said, no, right. Okay, my Aspina in the case of Mior. We can have it before the Dunya, before the Eir and Eir. Shema, Tosh. No attacking cable, can you cross a chair or shall the sacking do in the battle? So then we see that from the Abaye of Rovet, that the whole Abaye is only in connection with the Torah of Sechtibrei where it is in battle. But if it's going in battle, then it certainly hasn't been touched, and it's not possible. Shall the sacking do in the battle? Tosh ma, the Kuba Rikar, can you cross a chair or you need to reach from the first. My mother is all Kasakin and Rabbi. But when it is in that way, maybe it has been a Mechuda. Oh, so it's a Bible issue. Oh, Mama, no attack in the case of Shabbat was a chair. Oh, my Rabbi, I'm not sure you should know what happened in my world. It's our day on the matter. I was talking about it. It's our day on the matter. I shouldn't have been in my world. So it's mentioned Sakam Mato Vitalo Vimayo also, and we are not precious for also. Amar Absolute is not it. Sakam Mato Vitalo Vimayo, the Tolus, Sakam Mato Vitalo Vimayo, the Nikolia. For Toma, the Asian decode. So it's very light. So, anyway, even if it's Sava, Sakam Mato Vitalo Vimayo, so there is no social force. Now, thesis. Torah was frequently in Shritana. Thesis might be boiling. For a signal year, the regulated kosher or free kosher mandal chatzil. So when we say, how is the Rebbe having a bayit? The Gemara has already said that according to the Rebbe, so it's possibly in the Eved, and I'm sorry, according to Rebbe, so the Eved is possible, even the Eved is possible, in case of Nechulam Yitrei, but Tosha says Fidrei, so the Eved is Tosha, but the Chathil and Ha, and the colleague of Fidrei, so then Nechulam Yitrei, and then Tosha says Fidrei is Tosha, even the Chathil. So what's that by? The Rebbe David Tosha, by Tosha says Fidrei, who read Fidrei, Tosha, and the Chathil. The other hand prizes, we come up to our congregation of Fidrei, and as this, the Tosha says Fidrei, the Eved Tosha, the way of Hatfir, the Hatfir making us listen to the film in Kore, the also of Hatfir, Shem Yigal, of an Ami Tosh, the Sefibias of Hatfir, my time, the Ishrema, the Alina, the Venom in Borne, the Dune, the Habit of Tosh, Uksheo, the Amrina Lir. So Tisha says, the Tosh Habay is Alina the Rebbe. Maybe it's the Tosh and it's Kosher, as the Gemara said before, we shame on the Rebbe and the Hill, in Colossians of Fibre, in Kuban Nikor, and it's possibly the Eved, the Psuma, who must miss in Marsha the Eved, is here a prayer, who have fear of law in Shem and Yitrais, and the Mishnah that is Marsha the Eved, is here a prayer, who have fear of the, who have fear of law in our Mishnah that implies only the Eved is Kosha, is a cause of the prayer, and the according to Rafiye, so Hakfilenat, in other words, in any case, Shem Yitreis, whether it's told Mechuba Mikrei, or it's also said Fibre, so Hakfilenat shouldn't check in the according to Rafiye, because of the Xeira Shem Yitreis. But then there is a price that says it's Kosher Hakfilenat, so that price can be applied to the case of Eif, so then there is no social force. The price of the Marshall of Hatfila, the Eif and the Kohen, in Shamei Kamon. I forgot the story about the Eif, so it still can be applied to Eif. In any case, we don't know the story of the Kohen, the Salamein of the Marshall of Hatfila, the Salamein of the Marshall of Hatfila, the Salamein of the Marshall of Hatfila, the boy of Eif, the price of the Eif, and the Eif, and the Eif, and the Eif, and even the case of Polish is and the Mishnah that implies that the Eved is kosher and the Eved is kosher through and up, so that has reference that it calls in the Shita of Hatfri and according to Hatfri of the Hatfri, so by Manchumera it's also Mishnah whether it's Nechuda Mikore or on Solstice Sekhuda because of the Xeira Shemimimimimimimimimimimim and the Raisa which implies that even Chathili according to Chathili in Skosha Mishrei has reference to Eid, so then there is no Shoshet of the host. There's no divorce, social divorce. Now this is how it is. The Chiddushei Aram in Chumash, he explained a little difference. He says like this, he says, but a little difference.
Maybe he will share
שלא יקח אותם לגמרי. So for that is only shayah by Mechulam and Kore, not by Toifa Sefer. So that's the difference between Tesis and the Chidushah. But they both say the same thing, that according to Rabbe, that Rabbe Sabai is maybe according to Rabbe, so Toifa Sefer is possibly there, not the way the Gemara said. Now the question is, according to the Ram, and according to the cases that Rabbi has in Abai, that perhaps according to Rabbi, suppose that this figure is possibly ever, so how do we pass him? Do we pass him like other Abai, which is Abai believes in it? Or we pass him like Gemara? So naturally we have to pass him like some of the Gemara, because Rabbi is faith and some of the Gemara. So then we pass him. So that is how the Rif and the Rambam Pascha, that Toshus is Kubra is kosher Gemara. In other words, in the common teachers, we also have to say like that, that is kosher there, that Toshus is Kubra is kosher there. Is kosher there. Why? Because Rome has not value, maybe it's possible, but Rome is contrary to the story of the Gemara. The story of the Gemara and the previous daf is that it's kosher there, so maybe it passes kosher there. However, Amuria and the Rosh, their shiti is that Rove is not failing on the story of the Gemara. But Rove explicitly has reference to the case of Toshus and Fibre when he was Mivatil with the Tosh. So Mele, the story of Gemara has reference to the case where he was not Mivatil. So then it's kosher. And Rav himself said that it's kosher if he was not Mivatil. But in the case where he was Mivatil with the Tosh, to the case now, so then the Gemara didn't say anything. So that's a Bible issue, so he passed away from it. So Mele, according to the Ramoye, and according to the Rosh, so Tosh was a figure. If he was not Mivateo, so then he said to me, kosher again. But if he was Mivateo, he said in the Mine, it's a Bible issue, so it is possible ever to come by this way, it's a second arise. I just want to mention here in connection with Toshus and Sumiga Bishuk, so there is a very strange Rabbi Kveia. Rabbi Kveia says that Toshus, that if somebody will check with some not in Toshus in connection with the Chuda, so by Shkiti is possible. So Toshus is kosher. All right, according to the Rosh and the Baran Moria, Toshus is kosher, was in battle with Toshus in the Chuda, so then it's a Gabay Rishite, so it's possible. But the Chuda Mikre is certainly possible. So the Rishite says, only when it's Mechuda to Nolo, but if it's Mechuda to the Hemo, so then it's kosher, in other words. That's what the Gaya says. Because, in other words, if somebody will take the shem of an Odom, and you will share with that shem of the Odom, and share with the shem of the Odom, that as it is Mechuba to the Odom, so you place the Odom with his teeth near the Behemah, and then the Achiloch and Avoye, he will share the Behemah. So then it is possible the rice. Why is it called the possible rice? Because according to Rashi in Dushi, Davor, so when we say Avod in Pshirka Kohis, it's not only Avod that is in Pshirka Kohis, because Odom is in Pshirka Kohis. So even Berchelem is in Pshirka Kohis. And he says in Achaname that according to Tesis, that he says that only Avodim are in Pshirka Kohis. But if they're clear and Odom is not in Shulka Kodesh, so then So when we say the Shem and the Huda, so the Shuddi is also only the Shem of the Shem of the Neve, but the Shem of the Bechir, it's not possible in the Rabbon. Only in the Rabbon it might be possible, because in the Zeh, Mishum Neve, but in the Reis and the Shchit, it would be Kshem. And that's a very strange one, because from all the regime, it appears the counter, that not only a Shem of any other, so the Shkiti is possibly everything in the rising according to all Rishim, even according to cases who holds that the Bechirin does not have a deed, is not to treat a police, only never is to treat a police. But even though it's a Shem of the behavior, so it's possible in the rising. So what his kasha is, but since when is a behavior only another position of Kohis, and even another one, the Chir, there is a Machlikis Rashi in cases in Dushin Davor, whether is in the Chir in Zushin Kakois, or the Chir in Zlatus of Kakois. The answer is, here we learn now from Ayikachas and Achelis that Nehuda is also, so here the definition of Nehuda is not Nehuda Mikark. It means Nehuda li Gidule, Nehuda li Chiyuse, not Nehuda li Karaki. In Korakel Kule, Nehuda means Nehuda li Karaki. Here is a special Zersakosu of Nehud that we learn out from the Tosik Valika as a Macheles, Dunya de Macheles. So the test would be, it's not Nehuda li Chiyuse, not Nehuda li Gidule. So the Mele, Ishen of the Behemo, so he's also Mechuba Lechiyuse, the Gidule, so it's possible to rise. It's a different halacha of Mechuba, altogether. Not like that today. Now, in connection with Toshos of Kutrei, I want to mention something of my father that will be very remarkable Kiddush. Now, here the Gemara says, Omar Rabbe Pshitami, Torus was in Chuba in the list, Chodim Rabbe Torch. The Omar Ma, and Mishtach was Bari Shalei Osrei. The Bari Shalei Osrei. So in other words, that the Mishtach was Bari Shalei Osrei. The Rambam Paskin, in Yuchat HaMizor, the Paskin Disney, in Yuchat HaMizor, in Chesmet HaMizor, in Yuchat HaMizor, that the Mishtach was Bari Shalei Osrei. So that means that the Rambam Paskin, the Torah is Chivrei is Havei Torah. Now, there is halacha that Nira is only made in Talmud. Nira is not made in Kaak. Not made in Kaak. Since the Rambam passed the Torah is Chivrei is Havei Torah, so how should the Rambam pass it? Hadov the Bai Shohedus. Hadov the Bai Shohedus. So the Rambam should pass it. And Hadov the Bai Shohedus should be more. And the Rambam passed it. Hadov the Bai Shal Hedesh is low now. The Rambam paskins in the beginning of his milah, halacha hei. The Rambam paskins said as follows: In milah el bitolish min hakalkes, avol hanina bikalke atzmo, oy b'chuba lo noy noah, afilu poga, tisa, achirish of the hekesh, yadereya b'chota. Not only after the men go with Pogma Moa, Hadosh, because then he stole it. Hadosh, he saw the Hegesh Moa, which Abbot Shalom Meir, he saw it. There are many of the Abbot, and they stole it. He put on a soul. The Chayim Mkara saw the Hegesh, he will have a Sabbat, who is it, she knows some more, he knows how he is it Moa. Hadosh, Moa said they should be saved in one, who she was a Hegesh Abbot, who she never knew Moa, because it's Mechulia. וכן המקדיש בייס בונו הדור בלוי מוע המקדיש בייס בונו הדור בלוי מוע לוי מוע but מקדיש בייס בונו the solution is Yeshuda it's בייס originally it was solution and then he built it into the Kalke so it became a Chuda so since the Rambam passed Kabbal Rizor הדור בייס is Osrei Hamishtach Rubayis is Osrei. Why? Because even though Mechuda cannot become a Mitzvah, but this is also a Mechuda, so it does not have a Mechuda before. It has a Mechuda of Polish. It has a Mechuda of Polish. So, Mere, Hamagdish Bayis Zonu, Hadol, they should be Moal, because the soul is a Mechuda, so it has a Mechuda of Polish. Why does the Rambam pass from anymore? So that Kashi is raised by the Kashi. So my father said that the Akib God, the certain Alokas that depend upon the Shemkake and Mutalkan, and then the certain Alokas that depend not upon the Shemkake and Mutalkan, but upon the Shem, the Chuda versus Tosh. For example, let's say Ligabe Abizor. So the galoche is not that mitaltering becomes affected in this Arizor and kakui is not become affected in this Arizor. The galoche is that tosh is affected in this Arizor and the chubah is not affected because we learn it out of the process. So it's not a question of karka versus mitaltana. It's a question of mechuda versus tosh. But then the other alochas, they depend not upon the shem mechuda versus tosh, but they depend upon the shem karka versus mitaltana. For example, let's say. Shvuye, you're not highly shvuye on kakoyas, but you're highly shvuye only on mitaltalim. So there it's not a question of mechuda versus mitaltalim, but it's a question of kakoyas versus, of mechuda versus tolush, but it's a question of kakoyas versus mitaltalim. How do we know whether a certain aloha depends upon the halishen, kakoyas versus mitaltalim? Or it depends upon the Chalishem, Mechuda versus Tosh. What's the criteria? So there is a very simple criteria. In other words, we say that Avodim Mokshir Kakoyis, but there is no Aloche that Avodim is a Hezekim of Mechuda. There is Aloche that Avodim has the same din as Kakoyis, not that Avodim has a din of Mechuda. Avodim is not a din of Mechuda now. So Ligabe Yile, the Gemara in Gittin says, the Gemara in Ashoriah says, the Ashoriah. So the Gemara says that just as Hanenel in Hegdesh is Roy Moal, Hanenel in Akarke Hegdesh is Roy Moal. So why? Because there is no deal in Kakoyis. So if somebody is named in a Elif Naimi, it's as a person of Elohim, of Elohim, the Lord of Elohim, Elohim. So it's a question of Mechuba versus Tolus. So the halacha of Tolus as a figure is how Tolus is only regarding the halacha of Tolus versus Mechuba. So we say, what does Tolus mean? Tolus means what is naturally Tolus. So Tolus is a freeway, so it's naturally Tolus then. And Eber. So it's naturally Tolus the Eber. But then he built it into the Karaki. He rebuilt the building out of that one. So maybe, but naturally it is a Tolus thing. So maybe we say Tolus is a freeway, how it Tolus. Mashiniki, where it's a question of Kapolis versus the Kalkani. So in order to be the Kalkani, it must be Mamish Tolus, not original Tolus. So that's why the Rambam, the Gabriel, the Zohari, the Paschans, that Hamishtach revised is also, because there is a din of Tolus versus Mechuda. It's not a din of Kakois versus, of Kakois versus the Talmud. But Mashiachim, the Gabriel, ha Magdish by his Omu, Hador de Zoymar, because there it's a question of Kakois versus the Talmud. So Melech, since now it's not Tolus Mamesh, so it does not have a din of Mitalgoni. So if it's not Mitalgoni Mamesh, so then there cannot be a din. Now we go back to the environment. I don't know how many things, but I have time to cover everything and ignore that pest. Now, but we covered this time, we covered after Omar of Nakhon, Omar of Abu Abuya sacrifice is covered. Muta Mishrikon, we also asked him. Because Muta Mishrikon, he told him, we also asked him, but also we sat him. Omar of Abuya, Omim Shashir, it also was Kenneth. Shashirik also does tennis and have a muta beatme, the family of God, the people of God, and you say, in Surah, so you know what it says, the Hadosha, Hadosha, Bin Rabbi Shmuel, Bin Rabbi Akive, Mishamsha, the Chodine, Mishamsha, the Chodine, the Asuri, Ashi Abdu, the boys in the Kosim, the Gabzer, the Chodine, the boys in the Shem of Shalino Bey, Shalino Bey, so there is no clear system. Because the Ribbon extracted, burned out all the years. I don't think that we can cover anything else, but I just want to go over one case and ignore the Nicola Blastan. Even though it's not, it does not have any relevance to the Shkutin Yomim, but I just want to go over the cases because of the fact that the Kosim and Maskin. So the Alein, Alir Chazals, I want to explain it. The Hamitah, the whole Dola Shalom Dola Chazir, what is the Raisa Seder? The Raisa Seder is down. Tani, Yel Shkin, Yel Mechle, Loko Beid, the Eben, the Efe, the Hamitah, the whole Dola Shalom Dola Chazir, Vatsuya Iba, the Nikola, Yel Shkin, Yel Mechle, Michle, the Gachos, the Venice, the Sea, the Sea, the Gosses, the Sea, the Photo of Hazoma Hosea, the Suya Hamilei, Zui Michle, the Tanish, Kim Michle. So, in other words, so we say that Hamitrae, if burn his name, the Hamitrae, then it's a beginner of Shkina. He doesn't have the beginning of the Mikhl. Why? Because Hamitrae is not a beginner of age. If it is boiling water, so how was the boiling water produced? For fire. So then, and then the burn was made with the boiling water or steam, so then it has a beginning of Mikhl. Because it's a total age. Changing if the burn was made, if the boil, the burning boil was made through for Kamitraye, so that's not the only day, she does not have a dinovish. So I'm going for Kamitraye, does not have a dinovish. So this says, few of these, if Hoshi will be very killed, he will say, hey, you shouldn't be before the Apis from the beginning, Shema Kam, or you made it in the Mishmishmishmish. You know you should be before, keeping the high air of the Shema. So in other words, in the morning Shabbat there is an affliction between Abom and Bergis, whether Hamifashi, the Hamifari, whether it's Chayle Chatos or it's not Chayle Chatos. So the Abom would say, Hamifashi, the Hamifari, is not Chayle Chatos, Hamifashi, the Hamifari. Because it's like Nivashi, the Hamot. Let's say, suppose the sun is very hot. The sun is very hot, and you take and you go out in the street and you take an egg and you put it on the sidewalk or let's say on the beach, down the center of the beach, and the heat of the sun boils the egg and shatters. So according to everybody, you are not high in the house. Why? Because it's still this hammer, it's not in this age. It's still this hammer, it's not in this age. So you're not hiring hats. But now the question is, suppose you put in a hat geyser, in the hat spring, you know we have the hat springs, in Colorado we have the hat springs, which are boiling up. They are naturally boiling up. Suppose you take it actually apart with food and you put it in a hat geyser, in a hat spring. And then it boils. Are you hiding the chatos or not? So according to the Rabbanon, you are potter of the chatos. Why? Because Hamitzari does not have a din of age. And according to Rabbeisi, it has a din of age. So Rabbeisi says, why does Hamitzari? Hamitzari means a hot spring, like the hot springs in Colorado, which is boiling now. So then he is higher than the chatos. It has a din of age. Why does Rabbeisi say that the hot geyser, the hot spring, has a din of age? Because it's lichle ve'apisco again. It passes by the doorway of again. What does that mean, it passes by the doorway of again? Since when is Tralia? Everybody knows what Tralia is, and there is no doorway to again there. So what does it mean to the masculine, the apicosin, who were very stupid, so they are laying and give a chazal. But what's the pshat of Nichlev HaPisod Gen? Now, the term Gen, the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah in Chelek, as an evidence says, is derived from the term Gebenim. Gebenim is used as the appellation, as the term for the Enesh Leilam Adol. So that is called Gen. The Enesh that Chaitim get the Ilam Abo, so it's called Gen. So now we don't know what Gen means, but it's a certain kind of an Inish that Chaitim get the Ilam Abo, so that is called Gen. But why is it called Gen? So the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah Chelek says it's derived from the term Gebenim that is used in Tanakh. Gebenim was a certain valley in Yerushalayim where the ancient pagans used to sacrifice their children to the Moloch. Now, in Yirmiyeh, so it's mentioned, Gibeon Hinnom is in Yirmiyeh mentioned several times. In Per Zion, Yirmiyeh, so Gibeon Hinnom is mentioned. It's a Torah Parsha Tzav, Per Zion, Yirmiyeh. כי עושו בני יהודה הורה בעיני העניום הראשון סומו שקוציין בבייס אשר נקרא שמי אורות איתנו ובונו בונו נשחקיתס אשר בגי בניהם נשריפס בניהם נזמוסיין בויש אשר מציליסי ולראו סעמים לוחם כי יומים בוי מיום הראשון ויומר ידעתיפס בגי בניהם כי יגי הרגו וקופו בטיפס ממוקים והויסון דיו עשורו מעשה ומאחר מאית השמיים ואין עשורו רצאים מאחר They were Jews, unfortunately, in the time of the Dayisrishim, who used to sacrifice their children to the Moloch. And where did they sacrifice the children of Noah? In the valley of Gibeon. This is the term Gibeon. That's the original word Gibeon. And that is used by Chazal in respect to the image of Haiti, the Ilanava. So that's Gibeon. But the original name Gibeon has reference to that valley that existed in Yerushalayim. Now, so that there it says that they used to sacrifice the children, burn the children in that valley, keeping in it the fire. We say this may be the same bridge. Now, what kind of a fire was it? What was the origin of that fire of Gibeon? Gibeon was like a hot spring. Now, the hot springs, let's see, in Colorado, you have the burning hot springs. It's much hotter than steam. So how does the heat originate? That's a volcanic origin. It's a volcano. So anyway, so it's very hot. And it produces, in certain volcanoes, produce fires, because the heat is so great that it culminates in a fire. So the heat of Gibeon is a volcanic origin. And the hot springs is also volcanic origin. So in other words, that's the Al-Fusse of Bar-Yesi. Bar-Yesi says, the Rabbonim hold that heat of volcanic origin do not have anything of Eish. Eish means, Eish, in other words, if the fire results from heating it, but something that is the Shemai, that you don't heat it, so then you don't, that's not Eish. In other words, Eish is usually the result of Eish. In other words, how do you get rid of fire? How do you get heat? In other words, you burn something on fire, so you take two stones and you rub the two stones to produce fire, and then you heat something on that, so that heat is totally of Eish. Because it's Eish. But this is naturally hot, a volcanic origin. So that does not have a meaning of age. According to Rabban, in Hadesh he says, in view of the fact that Yirmiya refers to the heat of volcanic origin as age, he says, so that heat is designated as age. So that means that heat of volcanic origin has a Chalishan age. So mainly a hot spring, Hamitrai, that's a hot spring, also is a volcanic origin. So it has a Chalishan age. So that's what Fabis means. In Michlita Apisal Yenin, it is exchanging with the Dori of Yenin, because it partakes of the same nature as the fire of Gibeon. It doesn't mean the Genim of Beyon Mabo, the Genim Shomayo. You see, there are two kinds of Genim. There is the Genim Shomato and the Genim Shomayo. Genim Shomayo has reference to the lineage of the Chaitim Beyon Mabo. And that is a satiric. We don't know what it is. It's a certain kind of lineage. That's the Genim of Shomayo. That is called Genim Shomayo. But then the Genim Shomato, that's the age of the that exists in the Gibeon here, that existed in the Gibeon here. I don't know whether it still has that Gibeon now today. I don't know. But in the time of the Rice Rishon, it was very hot and it produced fire. And that was a volcanic origin. So since Yamiloa Anodi refers to this as age, so it's a riot that heat of volcanic origin has a Chalishan age. So mainly hot springs are also volcanic origin, so they have a Chalishan age. And mainly if somebody is in something, in Hamitvah, in hot spring, so it's Chalishan. Okay, now, so for next Sunday, so of course we have to go over the Gemara of Asherim B'Sakish Olimpichonim. And together with that, we have to go over the Gemara, in Chum, that Kuf. One second. dollars on days. Well, Omar Rahman, the funeral sacking shock, also after the tear, saying I'm going to buy a daughter, I'm going to buy a daughter, and we also go over the fiduciary arrangement, and I will be more in home. And I will learn from the Buddha as well. And also the Ram, on that the Shudalot, on the base, he explains Rashi. There is a machlokes between the Rashi here and our Lord, that Chesh, and how he explains Rashi Shite, and how the Ram explains Rashi Shite. And then, so, first of all, we have to go over this Lore, of Shilchim Sakhshol Kodi, up to the test of the hour of Omar Abdullah Mashmur, a Tabak Sonor Shmide, the Simoni, the Acha Shrift, up to there. And then you have to go over that small piece of the Nore, that if you down from the base, and you have to look up the Ram and the Reef, not the Kodisha, but the Ram and the Reef, how he explains Rashi Shikhi. Because there is an equation between Rashi and Yisrael with what it means, Tzorach HaDochah. Does it mean that the Koso only requires HaDochah or the Sakim requires HaDochah? There is an equation. So, and then there is an equation between the Kedushi HaRashba and Haol Yomor and the Ram and the Reef as to what Rashi Shite is. And you also have to look up the Balamuria and Haol Yomor. And the Balamuria and Haol Yomor. How do I make it? And of course, I mean, I think that you already went over the tool in the habit and that, and so that, and then, and after that, why is that a deal? That a deal? But you have to go over the busy mind.
Shir Yud Dalad in Yerodea, Chulin, by the Rosh Yeshiva, Chaf Beis Tavos, Hetov Shemem Dalad, July 22nd, 1984, on Sunday.
The size of the diameter of the finger, you see. I mean, in terms of inches, it probably would be an inch, I suppose, so. The diameter of the, if you take, you treat this, the circumference of the finger, and the diameter. So it's probably approximately an inch. So maybe less than an inch. So that's the detail. Kinetripe means the smallest line, but it has to be the smallest unitary line. In other words, suppose you scrape off pieces, so then you cannot have one piece. But you, in other words, you have to peel off such a thick lining that you'll be able to come it off, to peel it off completely as a unitary piece, not piecing, not to scrape it off piecing, not scrape it off piecing. It's not a fact, the shaft in Sinan it mentions two expressions, Klipa Gmura and Klipa Daka, or Klipa Nema. Klipa Gmura means weird. Klipa Gmura means weird, in other words. But, so it's Nigra to the extent of the thickness of a layer, a unitary layer, a unitary layer. So that's the real weird. But Klipo Kadako, the Shah calls, when it says Saki Chalim Kehon, even if it was not used in heart, it was used in gold. But if it was used in Pikrias, it was used in Pikrias, as Stacy says here, from the time of the he says, the Vilkas are filled with Tim, the Inke is the Pals, the Holy Boy, the Sleepy Santa, the Zora, the Inke, the Inke, the Kalki, the Lachta, the Tim, the Sakish will be coming, we don't know the Sakish will be coming, the Ochem will be coming, the Aume, but the Sakish will be coming, the Teher Shechit will be Nisa, coming, Nisa will be a Shamunish, the Yetzin men will be Nisa. So that the Shach calls people power. That's not the real way. That means when you use a double osa, Shamunish, especially when it's very fat, when you use it over the surface of the keder or the sake, so then the grease becomes impregnated into the surface of the sake. You can even see it as a thickening of the surface of the sake. Sometimes there is so much fat adhering to the surface of the sake that the surface of the sake appears thickened. So then in order to knock it off, in order to remove that impregnated grease, that's not considered a real wear, you see. Kidikripe Gmura is a real wear. It's not something that you see. But this, the Klipa Kaur is something that you can see with your eyes. You see the thickening of the grease on the surface of the sake. And in order to remove it, you have to knock it off. You have to knock it off, or to scrape it off. But not to scrape off a unitary line, just to scrape off piecemeal. So then you will remove the band. So the Klipa Kaur is in the matter of Din of Bleh. The Klipa Kaur has a Din, if it had been a Din of Bleh, so you wouldn't be able to remove it by banging it against the ground, you can only remove the impregnated grease. The grease that is impregnated into the surface, and it's visible to the eye, you see, but the Klipa of Gmura is not visible to the eye, you see. It's not visible to the eye. That requires Hagoga Bechama. In other words, in order to remove something that is invisibly latent in the surface of the sun. So we have three kinds of layers. We have a layer Gmura, where it penetrates through and through the breadth and the thickness of the echo or the kele, and then we have kidei tile, that is kidei etzba, the diameter of the circumference of the etzba, and then we have kidei klipo gmur, and then we have klipo kaur or the shach holes, klipo kaur, that's nothing to do with, that's a band, but it's so impregnated into the sake that you cannot remove it by just washing it off and rubbing it up, but you have to bend it against the ground, then you will be able to remove the fragmented grease that is visibly appears on the surface of the site. So here, Raf says, Hashir is satisfied with the Chodim, so then it came. Why healed? So one possible explanation is that Raf wrote that this Hashir is a seer. So maybe it's midline in the Hashir. So then you have to build up how, what the extent of it there to the creeper. So you have to peel off a unitary line, not straight off, but to peel off. There's a difference between the creep of Daco and the creep of Noah. Creep of Daco is just the scrape of piecemeal, not one line, one unitary line. But the creep of Noah, you have to peel off. But it can still mean you have to peel off the measure, the size of the Ubi Ezra, that's approximately an inch of thickness. So, but creep of war means the thinnest unitary line that you can peel off, you have to peel off. Beyond that, the clear doesn't go. But when it is, so one possible explanation of how the deal is, because Rab holds that this is a the same. And Rabbah only says, Mabia, you just have to rinse it off. Why? Because he holds that this is a Sashkutin. So all you only have to work off, that's all. So Sheikh is actually the point. Rabbah came in, the Rabbah on the Mabia, read the community. Mausallah, Rab holds, read them, Rabbah holds, Rabbah on the Sashkutin. So that's one possible explanation. So the Gemara says, no, there's another possible explanation. When you go out on the Shrita Veseya, man, the Marki, Rav Shabu, man, the Mamadia, I need to see one of the Kedam, going far away. So he cannot be Loya. So he cannot be Loya, even the Shamunis cannot be Loya. So it only can be worked off. And it can only be transferred in the position. So as far as the end of the tears in this Ashkin is concerned, so that can be removed by rinsing, by Adoch. Ihid Amre, third explanation is, Ikul Amre is Ashkin saying, and Mandom Madiachar, Makhon Eshapir, Mandom Akilei, Alek Lopedis Hakimi, Boba Saak. Now let's see the Rashi. Clearly, this is a stupid finish of Bolo, Shamunas Asaki. Madia Bumai, the means that he is a stupid Isaiah of Bolo. Taking for him, I don't think this is a stupid Hoso. We wait, you are Broch a boy, because some grease is transferred. Shalom is Kara, Bosh Munis, the Apple Fish of the New York Bosso, how they will be Daphne is a stupid. It will be as the Daphne is a stupid. She actually gave me a Saki to Roshan. So we see from Rashi that Rashi applies to breakage between Rav and Rabbi Bahome to the case where the Saki was not spotless here. Because usually in Saki, even if you wipe it off, you clean it off, still some shamanism still adheres, some grease still adheres to the surface of the Saki. This is one of the things that we have to do. So then the other is that the Kula Amun is a Shabbat Seyyan. Man don't want to be a Shabbat. And the Makhile is a Kine, but a Saak. So if it's a Kine, she is a Shabbat also. And they have no. He believes that he has a wish for the right thing. It's how we pass him. So as she says, I say we pass from the home. So the I say we are in the home. The camel is a three or a mama. The home of him, the Hatrilly is a Rashi Hitkoma. So what is Masha Bosh of Rashi? Rashi first said that we pass from the home because it's really the rice. So you never need to be killed. And God, you're not allowed to shackle with the intention of being killed after the shul. because the Rosh Hashanah is a sheikh himself. The implication being, you're not allowed to have to share, even if you didn't, to peel off the business. But if you did it already, so then you have to kill. But the Chatzilah, you're not allowed to share in the Sati Shalat, with the intention of peeling off the business. Now, not allowed to say. Now, one thing, all the Shem say, except the Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Gamliel, but we don't pass much about Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Gamliel. That when the Gemara says that Rabbi Yitzchak is a king of Bore, it doesn't mean that every tzinnin, every cold saki can be Mavliya because of the pressure of the saki. It's only the combination of the partial heat manifested by the Bais HaShchita. So even though he holds the Bais HaShchita tzinnin, it's not really hot, but together with the Echim Sakine, then it's considered the same. It's a combination of the Dukhin Sakine plus the moderate partial heat of the Bais HaShchita. But so Tracy says, Rabbi Yitzchak Ramea, I got Dukhin Sakine, but Rabbi Yitzchak Ramea, we are not certain to attack, we are not certain to attack,
So what do you have to do? So Saki 24, please, go and walk and walk in there.
Chazal are having that if you want to use it in Shechti, in the Heimuk Shleimo, so then you have to make a goal in the Sark. The Chazal are saying, the Hiluk has a few between, I'll say, if you have a way, so then you don't even have to use it in Kodom. You just write it out in the way. Now let's see our Rashi. Saki pray for Shachar of Peripo. You come in, so I give you Saki. You can say, Bola Shamunis a Peripo. It's a name, because all of it's a school, it's a name. Bola Saki, where is Hamay? You look at Saki, it's a name. So Rashi says, the Mahoike between Rabach and Rabine is a main question is whether it's a school as a name of Pesea or it's a school as a name of Jain. So whenever there is a machlokes is between Rabach and Rabbine, so Rabach is the machmir and Rabbin is the maker. So Rabach holds that there is a shvut in the seyach, and Rabbin holds there is a shvut in seinen, there is a shvut in seinen. So he says, Rashi says, Kosova is a shvut in seinen. The way Bola is acting, the way he 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 is acting, So Hashem is Hashem. So Rav says Kiri, and Rav Rachman says Madia. How did passing there? Rashi just passing by Rav, saying the rice in the Kumar. So why? Either because this Hashem is Messiah, or because even though this Hashem is Sinan, but the Shemitah is Akine, it's the Leia. The Shemitah is Akine, it is the Leia. So that's all it. So it is the Leia. Whatever the reason is, whether because it's Hosea, or the combination of the moderate heat of the Beis HaShvite plus the Tuchim Saki, the pressure of the Saki. So it is the Ramadhyaya. And here we pass through the Rapin Bitsayan, that even though he used the Saki HaShvite, the Shakti Mitreife, so maybe we should say that it was Mavia either because of this Ashvita Vesea or because of this Ashvita Tzinen but I got to this Akine so it was Vavia. So maybe we should ask him that it requires Hagor Bechami and still be more tasks that Hadocha Tzinen is not. So is it still? So what's the Rashi's Teretz? So Rashi's Teretz according to all the DLC in Rashi. So is that Tuchin Sakine is sufficient to be Makriya in something soft, but Tuchin Sakine is not capable of being Makriya in something sturdy and hard. So maybe in the case of Saki Shalim Kesovim, where the Saki has Shamunes grease adhering to the surface, so maybe he say, Aga Tuchin Sakine, it is Nivra in the soft, in the relatively soft, is a shvut. So maybe you have to fill up. Hashem came in the case of Sakhi Shalim, where he just casually, Moshechi, he treated him with that Sakhim. So as long as he rinsed it in cold water, so the grease is removed as a result of the Adoha. So then we don't have, so then we can use it in Shachmi because the Tuchin Sakine was not capable of being Mavriya into the sturdy Sakine. Tuchin Sakine is only capable of being Mavriya into the soft Vesashvite in the Gosso or the Vesashvite, but not into the sturdy, tough and hard Sakine. This is what Rashi says here. But let's look at Barnoya, how he mentions Rashi's Tana. Barnoya, underneath here. the tokens of Akina is incapable of bringing Mahmoudia into the heart of Akina and coach him that Dhamma cannot bring in the heart of Akina, because Dhamma is Nishkashara. Dhamma has a tendency of gliding down, so it requires much more heat for Dhamma to be developed than for Shambhuna is afraid to be. So since as a result of the Dukkha Sakine, even Shamunas of Prayer cannot be Eva, or Haskamu of Haskamu of the Dham cannot be Eva. And here Shmuel says that even Dham, that has a tendency